Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Downing and he is out, Horta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Horta reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Horta moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Kelly scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Dent reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Johnson scores. Dent moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. Downing moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Marty Patton now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing scores. Horta moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Rojas moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Downing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-3 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nyman for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Stinson moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's been hit by a pitch twice. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing second base. Bob Stinson now catching. Steve Mingori now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Mingori scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 4 in the game. Nyman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 4 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.